You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about topical steroid treatment. It was written in May 2007 and recorded in July 2008. Steroids are medicines used to treat many conditions. We will explain about steroids, how they are used, and potential side effects that might happen. Steroids are hormonal substances that are produced naturally in the body by the adrenal glands just above each kidney and the reproductive organs. Steroid medicines are man-made versions of the naturally occurring ones. Topical steroids are applied to an affected area of skin rather than taken internally. Topical steroids come in the form of a cream, ointment, or lotion. They're often used to treat skin problems such as eczema, psoriasis, or other conditions where the skin is sore and inflamed. Topical steroids are usually described as mild, moderate, potent, or very potent. The strength of topical steroids is usually described as a percentage, showing the proportion of active ingredient in the base cream. For example, hydrocortisone 1% contains 1% of the active ingredient, and the rest of the medicine is the cream in which the active ingredient is dissolved. Which steroid your child is prescribed, its strength and its format depends on their skin problem. The next section explains how topical steroids should be used. Some parents worry about using topical steroids, so they tend not to use enough. Using too little will mean that your child's skin condition may need treatment for much longer than originally needed, or with more potent steroids. Remember, if you have any questions about how to apply the topical steroid or how much to use, please ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Topical steroids should be spread thinly on the affected area of skin. One way of measuring the amount is using fingertip units. This is the distance from the tip of your index finger to the first crease. The label on the medicine will tell you how often to apply treatment to the affected areas. In most cases, applying the topical steroid once or twice a day is enough to control the symptoms of the skin condition. After you've applied the topical steroid to your child's skin, wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. With some of the more potent topical steroids, you may be advised to apply the medicine using a cotton bud rather than your fingers. If you're using other ointments or creams on your child's skin, wait at least half an hour before applying them. This gives enough time for the active ingredient in the topical steroid to sink in and will stop the two medicines reacting together. The next section explains about potential side effects that might happen when your child is taking steroids. Remember that medicines affect everyone differently, so your child won't necessarily have every side effect mentioned. Side effects are very rare with short courses of mild and moderate topical steroids, but may occur with potent or very potent types, especially if used for a long time. Sometimes using a topical steroid can hide an underlying skin infection, making it worse or allowing it to spread to other areas. If this occurs, your doctor may suggest a different treatment for the infection before starting steroids again. Thinning of the skin and development of marks, broken veins, or white patches tends only to happen if potent or very potent topical steroids are used for a long time. In most cases, the skin thinning will improve once the topical steroids are stopped. Marks like stretch marks, broken veins, or white patches can be permanent, but can often be disguised with makeup or cosmetic camouflage. Some people become sensitized to an ingredient such as a preservative added to stop the cream or ointment going off. This can make skin inflammation worse, but is often improved by switching to another type of topical steroid. Topical steroids can make acne or spots worse if applied to the acne-affected area of skin. It's very rare for topical steroids to affect a child's growth. This tends only to occur in young children who are using certain types of potent topical steroids on a very long-term basis on large areas of skin. Remember, if you have any questions about topical steroid treatment, talk to your doctor. The final section explains how to look after your child's topical steroids. As with all medicines, keep steroids in a safe place out of the reach of children. Store them at room temperature, away from direct sunlight. Use the medicine only as you have been instructed. When your child stops treatment, please return the medicine to your pharmacist for disposal. Do not throw it away. If you have any questions about the information contained in this podcast or about medicines in general, your pharmacist should always be your first port of call. Most community pharmacies have a quiet room where you can talk to a pharmacist in private, and many hold a selection of health information leaflets as well. You can find details of your nearest community pharmacy in the phone book or in your local paper. This information was compiled by the Pharmacy Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in May 2007 and recorded in July 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.